Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are chatting with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of the Daily Gold. And Jordan, we're going to be talking about precious metals, but we'll also get into some of the stocks as well. And I do want to focus this at least initially more on simply the technicals here, because look, gold with this recent bounce just in the last couple weeks and reaching a high of 1881. There's been many calls by these other so-called technicians that are saying, look, gold broke above this triangle formation. This is a breakout. And well, that just leads to more encouraging comments because they're saying it broke out to the upside in this triangle formation. There needed to be a decision made one way or another. And with this at least short-term breakout that we're seeing, some of these people are saying the breakout is here. Jordan, let's start there. There's no doubt that gold has broken above this general triangle formation. It hasn't screamed higher from there, but what's your thought? Can we consider this a breakout for gold?
No, we can consider it a break of the downtrend line, which you've talked about. Now, in my opinion, everyone talks about, you know, every little line that gets broken over, like this is a breakout. But to really have a real breakout in a market, you have to break above a certain level. So it's more of a horizontal move than just breaking above a downtrend line. Now, with respect to the current break above that triangle, one issue with that is gold is still, I'm looking at the gold prices at 1870. If you look at the correction in gold over the last 18 months, the 50% retracement of the correction is at 1875, I think, on a closing basis. So gold is still below the midpoint of this entire correction. And the 50% retracement in technical analysis is very important. So again, gold is still below that point. That's resistance that it has to deal with. And if you pull up a quarterly chart, pull up a monthly chart, pull up a weekly chart, they all show you that 1900 is significant resistance. So that's why you're not going to see a real breakout in this market until 1900 is broken on a weekly and a monthly basis. Because to have a real breakout, you have to have a sustained move higher that comes after that move. And based on all the info that I've just given, gold still has resistance to deal with at, you know, 1875. That's also around, I think, the November high is 1875 or 1870. So there's resistance there that it has to deal with. There's 1900, which I mentioned. So again, if you have a real breakout, you have a move higher, a leg higher that comes after that break. And so we're not going to see that until 1900 is broken. So there's a lot of short-term risk here that gold, this move is not going to follow through above 1870 and 1900. It sold off yesterday. There's good strength today. We're seeing good follow through in the stocks. So my guess is we're probably going to see gold trade up to 1900 and then correct. Now, that's good, the fact that it was able to break out of the triangle and trade up and, you know, presumably trade up to 1900. That's all good, you know. And so the price action that we're seeing, it's all very good. But to say this is a huge breakout and we're going to see this huge move higher, you got to wait for 1900 to be broken. Like, we're getting ahead of ourselves. But definitely what has happened, I mean, it's a good thing. And it's good that we're seeing strength in the market, you know, even though there might be a little bit of a war premium and that's not that sustainable. We're seeing good things in the market. You know, gold against foreign currencies is fairly close to retesting its all-time high. That's good. You know, gold against the stock market, that's perked up. And so that's going to be very significant, as always. You know, gold against the stock market, can it continue to hold above the 200-day moving average on that ratio, which it's broken above? You know, if we see a new uptrend in gold against the stock market, then, you know, that's telling you that gold will break above 1900 at some point this year.
Jordan, just to clarify, because I know that there's been some of the chats we've had where we were looking at the potential of precious metals pulling back before the rate hike. It sounds like you're more encouraged by what we're seeing in this recent move up. Are you thinking that maybe now we won't really see that big sell down before the rate hike because we're getting pretty close to it? We're only a month away.
Yeah, it doesn't look like we're going to see that. The possibility of going to lower levels, the pre-rate hike decline, you know, that's basically almost off the table. Now, to play devil's advocate and look at the other side, because this is always important to do, I do think there is some potential for weakness in the sector during this Fed rate hiking cycle, which is not going to be that much of a cycle. It's probably only going to be 2 or 3 times, I would guess. And during that time, you know, I think we're going to see inflation statistically come down. You know, the Fed is going to hike rates aggressively, but only for a couple of times. So in that period, you know, that is potentially negative for precious metals. And we could see a correction, and maybe that coincides with, and it doesn't always work out this way, but I would say maybe and hopefully that coincides with gold pulling back from 1900 and forming a really bullish consolidation. So that would be my only concern, that, you know, in the larger picture, the Fed is, you know, because of politics, they're far more concerned with fighting inflation right now than growth. And so I tend to think, you know, when the worries become centered around growth and not inflation, that's when you'll see gold really fly. But maybe the gold market is starting to sniff that out. So, you know, is gold starting to sniff that out, or is there some kind of war premium in the gold price? I don't know, but I think if we're looking for potential negatives, that would be one for precious metals, is that the Fed is entirely focused on inflation right now, and that, you know, maybe they'll fight inflation to the point where it causes a recession. You know, maybe they hike rates a little bit, the yield curve inverts, and maybe they hike rates a little bit after that rather than stopping. So I don't know, but that to me would be the bearish scenario over the medium term. But I do think at some point, regardless of how it all plays out, at some point this year, the Fed will stop. That'll be very, very good for precious metals. But that's my only potential concern during this rate hiking cycle. But I don't, at this point, it's highly unlikely that we're going to see that pre-rate hike decline, because now there's only 4 weeks left. I mean, I don't know, maybe we'll get a little correction, but I don't think, we're certainly not going to see a big move down at this point.
Well, Jordan, when you look at the mining stocks in particular, we'll just use the indexes, GDX and GDXJ, what are the technical levels you're watching there to confirm that there would be a breakout versus just a false move?
We'd probably want to see a weekly move above the November highs. So looking at GDXJ, I think the November high is around 47.48. For GDX, looks like it's coming in just below 34, and also the 400-day moving average is right at those levels. So there's a confluence of resistance around those levels. But, you know, even though I'm a curmudgeon, I have to say the action in the stocks is looking better. I noted this in my weekend update. You know, GDXJ, maybe that's a double bottom that we have, and GDX has held above 29.30 quite a few times. So we're definitely seeing positive signs in the stocks. And, you know, we'll see what happens with respect to 1900, because if we get to 1900 and then get a pullback, you know, we'll see how the stocks act from there. Because if, you know, the market doesn't always act the way we want, but, you know, a pullback from 1900, that could be, I don't want to say the last chance to load up, but that'll give you a good chance to load up before we could really make a bull move higher in the metals, as well as the stocks. So I'm definitely seeing better signs in the stocks. There's more evidence is there than there was a couple weeks ago. Again, I'm a curmudgeon, but I have to say, it looks like the bottom's probably in for the stocks at this point.
Well, that's encouraging. That's saying a lot, because look, the stocks have been generally weak and threatening consistently to break down below that 28 and change level for GDX, but managed to hold consistently 3 different times in the last about 6 months. Jordan, what about that whole narrative of stocks leading the gold price? Is that still a key factor? Do we need the stocks to continue to perform to the upside to maybe break some of these near-term levels to help the gold price move higher?
I've changed my view on this. Now, it is important at turning points. You really want to see the stocks perform. You also generally want to see silver perform. But if we look at the fundamentals, and I guess we can, you know, get more into this, you know, you can follow up, but I just say briefly that the margins for these companies are down considerably in the last 18 months. And that's why the stocks are, you know, 35%, 30%, 40%, whatever. That's why they're that much off their highs. It's all margins. And that's, you know, that's what these stocks trade on, you know, more so than the gold price. And so my point is, it comes back to gold breaking above 1900. If gold breaks above 1900, that's when you're going to see the stocks really move, because that's when gold technically is going to have lots of room to run. It's a real breakout from that level, and margins will really expand, and therefore you'll get expanding moves to the upside in the miners. So, I mean, until that happens, I don't know what we can take from the miners. I would like to see better breadth with respect to the advanced decline line and the GDX. I mean, up until a couple of days ago, that's been really weak. So we'll see what happens. I mean, it's going to be very interesting to see how they perform with gold in testing 1900. I mean, if gold hits 1900 and it pulls back for a little while and the miners are just sitting there and not really selling off, that would be a really good sign.
Yeah, Jordan, any sort of recession would be negative really for every sector, right? It can pull down every sector. I think we all know that certain sectors like gold usually does bounce back first, but either way, you could see a lot of losses in a short period of time if we do go into a full-on recession. I just want to quickly touch on one of your points regarding the miners and that margin compression because of the fact that costs are also going up and the metals price has been flat. It also ties into some recent economic studies that we've seen published by some well-known developers that unfortunately have generally underwhelmed the market, but that's also taking into context that a lot of news is underwhelmed the market. It seems like you need to put out some pretty spectacular drill hole or some spectacular result to drive the market higher. What changes that narrative in investors' minds? Is it simply better numbers coming out of the mining companies, or is there something else that companies can do that you think could attract some more attention and garner some buying into the stocks?
My big picture answer would be, I don't know what they can do. We really have to see gold break above 1900, because that's going to cause margins, which are down considerably across the board, that would cause margins to rebound aggressively. So I do think at some point that is coming. I mean, with respect to these companies, it is difficult. It's a slow moving business. So there's not much that these companies can do. I mean, the ones that are doing exploration, I like to talk about some developers and producers that do exploration, but, you know, having exploration success, you know, finding more high grade gold that can help the economic numbers or help their production numbers, finding more ounces, you know, adding to reserve life, boring stuff like that can help. But given that it's just a slow moving business, I don't know what, you know, a lot of these companies can do. They just have to absorb higher costs the best they can. And, you know, ultimately, we will see gold break above 1900 sooner rather than later. And that will help the margins for these companies. But rising costs, it's just something that these companies have to deal with. And, you know, I always like to say, you know, the market looks forward, the market discounts, and it anticipates. And it already has done that in a lot of these cases. So hopefully the stuff that we're talking about is really yesterday's news with respect to these companies and rising cost pressures. I don't see costs going down, but, you know, if inflation doesn't move up that much over the next year, you know, maybe costs across the board will, for the time being, kind of moderate, you know, and then if that coincides with gold going above 1900, you know, then you get the big moves again in these stocks. But for here and now, you know, a lot of these companies are sort of stuck, I would say. There's not a lot that they can do.
Yeah, it's a tough part of mining, right, or of resources, that you're tied to the underlying metals price and also tied to general costs. But you know what? A lot of companies are dealing with these higher costs. So we'll see how it all plays through the system. And right now, it is encouraging to see the upward action, at least recently, in the ETFs like GDX and GDXJ, and also gold holding now generally slightly even higher above that 1800 level. Jordan, thanks as always for your time, buddy. We'll chat again next week. And hey, hopefully this general uptrend continues. Have a great rest of your week there, Jordan.